Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Wally Roetker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Freddie Fitzsimmons. Pitching for the New York Giants, Freddie Fitzsimmons. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive off the glove of Terry, and into shallow right field. Blair reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck takes first base on ball four. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett scores. Beck moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Ott scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons takes first base on ball 4. Roetger moves to second. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roetger scores. Fitzsimmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fitzsimmons moves to third. Kritz moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fitzsimmons scores. Kritz moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindstrom for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Wally Rutger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutger is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Farrell moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Shanti Hogan pinch hits for Freddie Fitzsimmons. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Hogan reaches second base with a double. O'Farrell scores. Jackson scores. Rutger goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Giants. Joe Genewich pinch runs for Shanti Hogan. Al Sheely now pitching. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mitchell now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely strikes out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Jackson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to third. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leach scores. Lindstrom moves to second. It's 7-5, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Terry moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Terry scores. Ott moves to second. It's 9-5, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Rutger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rutger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler, who is chasing the ball. Rutger reaches third base with a triple. Ott scores. O'Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Giants. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mitchell, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Farrell now playing shortstop. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Nelson covering. Safe. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Rutger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Roetker strikes out. 2 outs. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 13-5, Giants. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Mal Moss now pitching. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Roetker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. English bunts towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.